bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I want to remind everybody, of course, as I do at the top of every show, every hour, every minute, every day, to stream and watch us live on YouTube. And at 1017thetruth.com, make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a live minute. But if you should happen to miss a live minute, all you got to do is download the Truth app at 1017thetruth.com. Just go to the App Store, Google Play Store, because if you got any other phone other than that, then you probably shouldn't have a phone anyway. But if you do, well, shame on you. So just download the app and then you can get all of our prizes. You can hear the prize. Well, you can't get them, but you got to be eligible and you can hear about all the prizes and the giveaways and the programs that are coming up November 15th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. You know, y'all got to wake up and stuff. We've got the Truth Summit, the second annual. So that's going to be coming up. So you can go to 1017thetruth.com and sign up. We're going to be talking about two of what I believe the most important things in Milwaukee right now, today, that we as Black people need to be aware of. One is healthcare, and we've got Mark Kennedy, medical doctor, coming in to talk to us, and we're hoping to get one more, and we really want to dive into healthcare for us and some of those things that ail us. And then we've got Dr. Brenda Caselius and Dr. Terrence Robinson. Terrence Robinson is the superintendent for West Milwaukee, West Allis School District. And, of course, you know Dr. Brenda Casella. She's been with us on Truth in the Afternoon for MPS. So two of my favorite topics, two things that are going to, I believe, revolutionize the city of Milwaukee. Because, you know, sometimes we're not really good at growing out things. We're not really good at doing those types of things. There's a developer. There's a story in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, jsonline.com, that has an opinion piece about Milwaukee, about a neighborhood, Southside, Bayview. And there's a guy who has created developments, you know, housing, things of that nature, in places like Breckenridge, Colorado. And he wants to do something in Bayview. And reading this letter made me realize, it's a letter to the editor, it made me realize the mindset of Milwaukee. And it's what's the word I'm looking for? Duplicitous. In that it causes Milwaukee to not grow, and it causes Milwaukee to not see the bigger picture. The letter goes on to say, thank you for the fine article on the developers who want to transform Bayview into Breckenridge, Colorado. The developer cites a successful conversion of a similar property into an Airbnb in Breckenridge. The article quotes Chris Colton as saying, if my idea worked as it did in Breckenridge, it would completely change that neighborhood and its value. I have been in Breckenridge many times, mostly at the holidays. So this is a person of means. It is an upscale resort community with winter skiing and mountain biking and other sports activities. From what I've seen, most of the property is not owner-occupied. Colton's development is just typical there. It is difficult to see a residential neighborhood like Bayview as Breckenridge. The developers would be better off moving their plans to Lake Geneva or Door County, where it would be typical of the properties. That's written by Keith Kemsky, K-E-M-P-S-K-I, of Milwaukee. And so I thought about the letter and I said, well, I can understand. I guess somebody from outside your neighborhood coming in and doing all that stuff. But then it dawned on me when we need to really grow and expand and look at some of the things that are happening, it seems like Milwaukee just does not want to change. It doesn't want to grow. It doesn't want to create an atmosphere to have people move in, to increase the tax base, to increase the value of one's property. So when people complain about paying things like property tax, when in fact a raise in property tax usually coincides with a raise in your property value, I don't get it. Milwaukee will raise your property tax, but won't raise your property value. And it's just weird to me. It's just bizarre. This slow-moving, never-changing, and I won't call it conservative because it's beyond conservatism. It comes from both sides. Well, we can't do that because it's new. We don't want to be like them. We want to be like that. Well, no, you're not going to have the snow, and you're not going to have the sports and the things of that nature. But at least you'll have growth. At least you'll have change for the better. They're arguing about the data centers up in Port Washington. They're arguing about the data center and ran them out of town in Racine, Kenosha, down in Caledonia. At what point do you say you want more, you have to grow, you have to expand, and then you don't, and then you complain that you don't have any growth and you don't expand? That's just weird to me. And other people I know that were born and raised in Milwaukee, unlike me, I was not, but I've been here 30 plus years. And I've seen the constant pushback on growth, the constant pushback on improvement. But you can't complain about what you have and how it's inadequate and then don't want to change. But the change has to be what? It has to be notable. It has to be positive, and it has to increase the tax base so that people that are here are not taxed to death. But it seems like they'd rather do that. The mayor throws in a registration plate tax at the last minute, and we'll talk about that later. They cancel the Caledonia plant for the data center. At some point, when your county increases their tax, as ours did, when your city gets a tax, like ours did, and you start to complain about it, don't. The trolley in Milwaukee was an absolute waste of time, money, and energy. With thousands of millions of dollars built and paid for, with the ripping up of the ground and moving lines for We Energies and all that stuff that happened. And what do we have for it? We have people who took advantage of the system, people who've been fired for not writing for grants, people. You can't run something on grants unless you're a nonprofit. And the trolley is not a nonprofit. And neither is this project. Here you have a person trying to bring work through construction, an Airbnb that's going to bring additional tax on top of the property tax that's already paid, along with sales tax, increases of businesses making money in the community. But instead, we debate it. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because neighborhoods don't want to change. Neighborhoods don't want to create newness. And so downtown continues to get built up, but there aren't many apartments. Downtown needs to expand? No. Our neighborhoods do. And so until we do that, the only nickname you can have for Milwaukee is Slow Milwaukee.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Man, I get this way. My head back to my bed. You know I'm poppin' tag. But man, I got this way. Man, I got this way.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. So I gotta take attendance. We's in study hall. Let me see. Quanda's here. Curly Q, not really a city girl, but really a city girl, because every time I see her, she's in the city. Willie's here. What's up? Sylvia, hey, what's going on? S.E. Babar, Anthony, L.T., what's going on? And Al. Let me see who else is here. All right, everybody's here. And Property and Prosperity 555. Anthony said, Dr. Ken, you're forgetting that one thing Wisconsin, and particularly Milwaukee, is a very traditional place. It's all about since whatever year you were here, and that can hinder future developments. Huh? Explain that one for me. Help, help, help a brother out. LT says some parts of Milwaukee and only certain people can, you know. Okay. Yeah, that's true. That is very true. Prosperity 555 said, it is unfortunate that Milwaukee cannot get a hold of its finances now. People always want to build and say it will bring money towards the community, but if there are already wasting money. So here's what people don't understand. Building doesn't bring money to the community. Okay? People got to work and get a job to bring money to the community. That's just been a foregone conclusion of America. There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing's going to change. But when we say bring, when I say bring money to the community, I mean bring in tax dollars. And the more tax dollars you get from outside, you know, business and stuff like that, the residents don't have to pay as much. Unfortunately, we live in a city that is run by people that are on the left. So all they really care about is getting as much money as they can to give it to people who don't have. Now, I am all for giving money to people that don't have, but I want to do it through nonprofits. I want to do it through people that are going to do very direct things like food, Feeding America, like used to be SDC for poverty, like very people with very, very specific missions that do those things. And when we don't, they go out of business, they shut down because of misappropriation, which is unfortunate, but that's what we have. Prosperity 555 said, if more money comes into the community, politicians only find a way to waste it in line with their own pockets. Well, they can't line their own pockets with money. So understand, it's very difficult to do that. Letitia James found that out with her. She just got indicted for the in federal court for bank fraud because she had properties. And, you know, when you tell the way you get a great loan is that you tell them it's your primary residence, because they say, well, if your primary residence, we're going to give you a better rate because we know you're going to live there and do it. Well, that's not what she did. She did it in multiple places. And so now she got jammed up. Now people want to say, oh, it's Donald Trump's fault. Well, yeah, it probably is. But when you bring that smoke, you got to expect smoke to be blown back in your face. And so that's what happened. And so you have to be above board, especially when you work in public service. You have to be so far above scrutiny that you can't do anything that's wrong, that's untoward. We had a county commissioner. I don't think I put it in my top five or five. We have a county commissioner. I'm sorry, a county supervisor who didn't file five financial reports. She says she forgot. Well, when they remind you and you forget, that's one thing. Or, you know, maybe she needs to get tested for ADHD. I don't know. But at some point, it's incumbent upon you. So if you didn't do it, somebody in your campaign staff should have said, hey, it's that time of year, you need to file your financials. And she didn't. So, you know, with that, bottom line is we have to be responsible, but we have to move this place forward. Tradition is one thing, but tradition actually moves forward. You can keep your tradition and change some of the customs you have. You can keep a culture traditional, but yet move forward with some of the things you do. You can include, like including AI or the use of a computer in what you do should only make you more efficient. It shouldn't replace you. So we're not going to replace the tradition of Milwaukee. We just want to enhance it. We want to make it easier for people that are already here and those who can't pay, you know, those who don't have enough money to own a house but can live in an apartment or rent a house, should be able to live affordably. Now, affordable seems to be a buzzword for poor, but it's not. And the bottom line is, if politicians, like you said, I'm trying to remember who said that, Prosperity 555, if politicians are lining their pockets with the money, that means that voters are not doing their job. But yet these are the same people that want people who are not from this country to be able to vote. That's a problem all by itself. But that's indicative of the way we move in Wisconsin and especially in Milwaukee. Your thoughts, 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me check this weather, because tomorrow it's supposed to rain. I'm not looking. 23 minutes after the hour, 61 degrees in Milwaukee. The low tonight is 49. Winds are from the south, southwest at about 13 miles an hour. It's a little bit of a chill in the air. It's a little bit of a chill. Barometric pressure is dropping. So, But then I remember telling somebody a few minutes ago on a phone call, it's not really cold. It's chilly, but it's not really cold. Zero is cold. Right? Zero is cold. I wanna dive into a story, and I need some direction, protection, or correction. Okay? All right. Something I talked about yesterday. If you missed it, you can go on LinkedIn or go on YouTube and hear my opening from yesterday, my Dr. Ken's truth. So anybody remember the story of Kyren Lacy? He's the LSU football player who was involved in a fatal crash last year and subsequently took his life. And he took his life because everybody was trying to say he was responsible. Automatically, didn't look at it, didn't try to investigate it more. And so it leads me to the understanding, and I hate to use the word always and never, but black people seem to always to be assumed guilty, no matter what happens. And I have a problem with that. Well, there's an article on Fox News that talks about two ESPN, or should I say three ESPN hosts, Ryan Clark, Pat McAfee, who you may know, and Scott Van Pelt. You know who Scott Van Pelt is, right? Gave strong reactions to the evidence that attempted to prove Kyren Lacy innocent of allegedly causing a fatal wreck last year. However, right, because they know, you know, black football player, he's got to be guilty. However, when Louisiana State Police issued their own surveillance to defend their findings that Lacy's reckless operation eventually led to a 78-year-old man's death, they walked back their earlier statements. Upon seeing the video, Van Pelt said on this past Monday night that he could not recall ever seeing something that made me react viscerally to the point that I felt like my hands were trembling. There is video to show this is not what happened, and this young man took his life, Van Pelt said of Lacy, who died by suicide last April. Clark said Lacy died having to live with the guilt and the consequences of a guilty man knowing that he was innocent. And police, yes, I'm bashing the police, tried to coerce and doctor and use ways to manipulate statements that put this man behind bars. Now, yesterday, after police released their findings, Van Pelt issued a monologue on his ESPN show apologizing for what I agree with, the incompetent reaction that aired on his show this past Monday night. He said Lacy faced several charges, including felony neglect homicide, but died by suicide days before the grand jury was set to convene, meaning his guilt or innocence will never be determined in the court. The one certainty here is that this was a senseless tragedy in December, magnified by a second loss of life in April. On First Take, Ryan Clark said, "It's always important to me that I gather all factual and important information to provide the complete story. And when discussed in real time, a Monday evening, he admitted, I failed to do so, and for that I apologize." What are you apologizing for? Because you assumed this kid was automatically guilty? You should be ashamed of yourself. McAfee, after seeing Lacy's attorney's claims, said he didn't do it, and we got to get that blank right. Well, why didn't you do that on your show? Because you're a shiftless, lazy person who played into your bias automatically. Oh, black kid, football player. Yep, he did it. McAfee also said, "We thought we had more context. Now, more video has been made available, and it shows even more context. It shows Kyren Lacy driving on the wrong side of the road and could have easily made the case that he caused the car to swerve and the tragic accident. We apologize for adding any more heat. We will continue to stay on top of the news, breakings, and this story. This is tragically sad and involves an athlete's legacy." Well, number one, you're not a journalist. So why are you diving into areas that you know nothing about with little information? Louisiana State Police released a critical incident briefing video that appeared to show that Lacy was driving at a high rate of speed, passing three passenger vehicles and one loaded 18-wheeler in a designated no-passing zone with a 40-mile-an-hour speed limit. The briefing video showed body cam footage of one witness, the driver of the 18-wheeler, saying Lacy caused the wreck. That witness said the driver of a gold truck traveling north slammed on the brakes as Lacy's Charger approached southbound, causing a female driver in a Kia Cadenza behind the gold truck to swerve into the southbound lane to avoid the truck. The Cadenza then crashed into the Kia Sorento carrying Herman Hall, which was traveling south. He died as a result of his injuries. The gold truck traveling north veered right to avoid a head-on collision with the green Charger. As the gold truck veered right, the driver of the Cadenza saw the approaching green Charger. In reaction, the Cadenza driver swerved into the southbound lane and impacted a northbound Sorento, police said, adding that the driver of the gold truck was the gold truck reacted appropriately to avoid a crash with Lacey. Lacey's attorney said Lacey could not have caused the crash considering he was nearly a football distance away from the wreck by the time he got back into the correct lane. At the time of impact, get this, he's 72.6 yards behind the vehicles at the time of impact. This is not how the story was ever painted. Never. The fact that his car was there and somebody said it was his car because they saw the car pass, what they didn't understand was the time that passed between the time of the wreck and the time he passed. However, police said all evidence collected supports the conclusion that Lacey's reckless operation of the green Charger into oncoming traffic triggered the chain of events involving the other drivers, ultimately causing the fatal crash. So they're still sticking to their story, even though he wasn't even near it. But this is the kind of idiocy that we have people who go in and report. Let me also say, Ryan Clark, Pat McAfee, and Scott Van Pelt owned up to their, what's the word I'm looking for? Misappropriation of the facts. They got it wrong, and they admit it. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is the number. Is it time? Am I missing something, or are black people just automatically guilty to the point where the police only look and follow what they think and they don't follow the facts? They don't follow the evidence. And that's unfortunate because we have to stop things like this from happening. And so I guess the question we have to ask, should these ESPN hosts be forgiven for their comments? Or should they be canceled?
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Black, 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 black on black, black, yeah, hey, okay, black, 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 black on black, black, my thoughts so black, black.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Somebody asked Kwanda a question that had to do with medicine, and she answered the same way most medical professionals would answer who don't want to lose their license. Hey, you got to ask your doctor or nurse. I feel you. But somebody was complaining they had ringing in their ear. Did they have, what was it? Let me see what they said they had in their ear. They said they had some kind of ringing or buzzing sound in their ear. That sounds like tinnitus, but or tinnitus, however you pronounce it. But I have that. So I was just wondering. But I don't know what you got. You need to go see your doctor. I'm just saying. Anthony said, let's keep this in mind. Many businesses come here and only last a little bit of time because if it doesn't have a Wisconsin or a Milwaukee feel, it doesn't prosper. Hmm. Okay. And Milwaukee is the left, suburbs is the right. I don't know about that. I think you got a little mixture of both. And that's why you see difference in development. Good point. It's a very good point. But, I mean, bottom line is that we need to, And I'll be, I'd love to hear your thoughts. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm just confused that it just doesn't make any sense. Mao, in answering Anthony, said, I would not say traditional because that tradition does not apply to every one group in the state. Those in charge are the ones making the rules. Well, that's true. But if that was the case, Racine in Caledonia wanted to bring Microsoft data center in, and Caledonia residents complained and they got rid of it. So, There you go, Kwanda. So Kwanda said, however, your primary doctor will only be able to look and make an assessment on what they see. So schedule an ENT, ear, nose, and throat appointment, and there you'll get a complete diagnosis. There you go, Kwanda. See, that's what I'm talking about. Nation helping nation. Miles say, nah, Dr. Ken, it is all the lies he told today. Now his ears are suffering from the consequences. Yuck. Ooh, y'all mean. I'm staying out the chat. Let me go back over here. 833-212-1017 is the number. I don't know. Should we cancel ESPN, those folks? At least those three? Or whoever started this nonsense? Because we say that I credit them tremendously. I credit them with stepping up and saying, we got this wrong. We were wrong. We were wrong. And for that, I say yes. But other people have gotten canceled, got their shows thrown off the air, all kind of nonsense. So I say the same thing should happen to them. Let them feel the heat from it. Suspend them for giving out erroneous information. Suspend them for 5 days, 3 days. Make it one. I don't care. You went out and reported a story that didn't have all the facts yet, that they were still investigating, and you went with as if it was real. And most journalists hide behind that lie. You know when something is incomplete. You know when you don't have information that rounds out a story to make it complete. You just kind of go and make it up. Well, they didn't make it up. You just go out and tell what you have. Well, this is only information I have. Well, did you add something that said, we don't know, the investigation is still going on, this is just information we have, information is alleging this? It was as if he was guilty, and they were trying to get him jammed up when, in fact, he was nowhere near it, like literally 72 yards away. Passed it after the fact, after the crash. So how can you cause a crash and you ain't even there? You're not even there. Was it because of race? Was it because he was a LSU player? Is it because he was a football player? Is it because he was an athlete? I don't know. I have no idea. But I think it's unfortunate. I think it's unfortunate that we have to put up with this, what I like to call nonsense. 43 minutes after the hour when we come back. Are we now witnessing the punkification of black men?
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm here for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, when it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella. This month, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense played by Pella Windows stopping the drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. is the number. 47 minutes after the hour. 60 degrees low tonight is about 49. Winds are still from the southwest at about, southeast at about 13 miles an hour. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm still stuck on the whole ESPN host thing. Anyway, I've been seeing a lot of stories that keep talking about black men and how black men need to learn how to cry. And I don't really understand where that comes from, because black men know how to cry. They just don't cry in front of you, because people tend to think them as being weak. And crying is not a weakness, I don't think. Crying is an emotion, and sometimes you cry, right? But is it a punkification of black men? Or is it their way of still pushing forward this whole black men are, you know, men are just toxic, period? And are you saying we're not toxic because we don't cry? I don't know. I also I also heard, speaking of men, the HBCU, I think it's a basketball coach at Shaw University, it's an HBCU, resigned amid allegations that he was harassing the players. Now, I don't know if it sounded like it was sexual or not, but it sounded like people couldn't take a coach maybe hollering at them. And if that's the case, that's a generational thing. I gotta say, sometimes when people get upset when, you know, people holler at them, and it's kind of weird, it's kind of bizarre, but. You know, sometimes we say people do things. Well, longtime HBCU basketball coach abruptly resigned earlier this month amid allegations of player abuse. What does that mean? Well, according to a news release, Shaw University coach Jacques Curtis stepped down after 24 seasons with the women's basketball team. He holds the most wins in the program's history with over 400 victories. Resignation came after a student and Lady Bears guard Kiara Shepherd posted a video on TikTok in April detailing her alleged experience while she was on the team. She filed a complaint with the institution, received no response, and she said she filed another one with HR, one with the school, got no response, so then she went to TikTok. Other people, well, she says in the video she was allegedly kicked off the team after having an uncomfortable interaction with a man from the women's basketball team. "I'm really uncomfortable because, like, why are you touching me?" she said in the video. So we don't know what it is. We don't know what it is. So we have an idea, but we got to get the facts. Shaw hasn't really issued a statement. They said that after the allegations are circulated, Shaw's aware of the recent allegations that have surfaced online, and the university takes any allegations of misconduct seriously. The university has no further comment at this time. Now, they didn't say we don't have any comment at this time, but in the future, we're going to do an investigation and we're going to let you know. They didn't say that. Because it depends on what it is. It's just following Curtis's departure, they hired an interim head coach, Lou Hamilton, who has extensive experience coaching several other HBCU teams. Now, here's the issue, and here's the question I have, and I know I don't have a lot of time. Here's the question. Should teams only have same-sex coaches? I mean, remove the LGBTQ plus thing, remove the, you know, you might have a lesbian woman coaching a lesbian or whatever, whatever, or gay man, all that. Removing all that. Are men the best coaches of men and are women the best coaches of women? I think we've blurred the lines so much in trying to be politically correct that we've stumbled upon some things that have caused undue damage to people, undue damage to reputations, undue damage to coaches and players. And I think one way to mitigate it is to not allow women to coach a man's sport and not let men coach a woman's sport. At least there's a better understanding. And we like to pretend like men can do anything and women can do anything men can do and men can do, but that we all know. Yeah, no, we don't know. I know that's not true. And so whether you agree with me or not, I get it. But at some point, we keep having these stories that come out. Look at the Olympic coach that was assaulting girls. At some point, we got to change something. Quanda said, "Dr. Ken, I know how to protect my license." Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And LT, you didn't send me anything because I didn't get it, and you know I'm not even touching that TS anything song. Miles said, "The story is heartbreaking," talking about the LSU player. "The story is heartbreaking, and I feel for his mother and his family. Unfortunately, always the system will get away with this nonsense." Well, it's not. The system isn't getting away with it, and I think the family may have grounds. I mean, I'm not an attorney, but hopefully they can yeah, do that. Maybe they can do that. Maybe they can look at it. Not really a city girl agrees with Prosperity 555 about the whole gross management of money across organizations is embarrassing. I agree too. There needs to be accountability because I wouldn't want to bring any additional business here. That's true. That's true. Because we paint a picture of how great everything is. We paint a picture of, oh, it's normal and it's beautiful and, you know, it's got this in the lakefront and all. And then you get here and it's like, whoa, did I miss something? I don't know. But it's kind of weird and it's unfortunate. I don't know. Sometimes you just got to, you know, throw up both your hands. It's just unfortunate. But going back to this Shaw University, I think that might be something. Like, we shouldn't have men. Are there any women that coach, head coach men's sports? I don't know. I don't think they should. I don't think they should. And I don't think women should coach men's sports. I don't think men should coach women's sports. I think at some point you should be able to find somebody who's eligible, who is experienced, who can do it. Now, does that sound sexist? Yes. Am I being sexist? Yes. I admit it wholeheartedly. That way, odds are the boys are safe and the girls are safe. The men are safe and the women are safe on all of those teams. Because you don't send your child to a school in hopes that the coach is going to hit on your daughter or the female coach is going to sleep with your son. No. But the easy way to do it, the easy way to handle it, because of social mores and how men treat women and women treat men and how all that and all the emotion, it removes that part away from the entire equation. And that way you can just pay attention and play your sport. Am I old fashioned? Absolutely, yes. Top 5 at 5 up next.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.